This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The gay rights movement usually claims that gay marriage will not affect anyone except the people getting married. They claim it is no offense to traditional marriage, but that does not appear to be true. Here is a curious incident that happened in the state of Washington, where same-sex marriage is legal. The manager of a flower shop was asked by a customer named Robert Ingersoll to provide flowers for his upcoming marriage to his same-sex partner. The manager told him she could not do that because of, quote, her relationship with Jesus Christ. Robert Ingersoll then wrote about this incident on Facebook. The Washington State Attorney General's office heard about this and decided to sue the florist. The left wants to make the florist decision an issue of discrimination. The left wing says that this incident is no different from having a whites-only restaurant. But the florist was not discriminating against people. She has openly gay employees, and she is happy to sell flowers to gay customers, which she has been doing for years. This was about an event, not a person. The florist simply refused to assist with an activity she objected to for religious reasons. So it appears that same-sex marriage does indeed have a large effect on society and an immediate effect on the wedding vendors who will now be required to participate in it. If the vendors do not cooperate in same-sex marriages, they face lawsuits from the state. The left wing wants to use the government power to force acceptance of its lifestyle. The homosexual movement does not practice the tolerance it preaches. We seem to be reaching the point where one of the biggest issues in same-sex marriage is the free speech right of others to criticize it. Whatever happened to our First Amendment free exercise of religion?
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. First, I wish to apologize to the callers who inadvertently got cut off yesterday. We have a new board op who, despite RBN's wonderful training program, hit a few of the wrong buttons yesterday. So I am sorry about that. I'm sure things will be better today. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spingola.com. There you will see the names of every single guest that I've ever had on the program since October 23rd, 2010, as well as links to their websites. Please also visit SpingolaSpeaks.info, a site that one of our wonderful, very talented listeners created. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour when we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Dr. Nancy T. Banks. She is the author of AIDS, Opium, Diamonds, and Empire, The Deadly Virus of International Greed. Her website is nancybanksmd.com. The spelling of her last name is Banks, B-A-N-K-S. Welcome to the program, Dr. Banks. Do we have a guest? Did somebody forget to call the guest? Okay, Dr. Banks? Okay. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Was your button muted?
No.
Oh, okay.
I've been sitting here waiting.
Oh, okay. Apparently you couldn't hear me. So anyway, our connection is good. Well, welcome to the program. I'm so happy to speak with you again.
Hi. How are you, Tia? It's glad to hear from you.
Oh, I'm very good. Very good. I went over your website this morning.
Uh-huh.
And listened to I watched the short little video, the 4-minute video, about Obamacare. And I thought that maybe I would have you talk a little bit about Obamacare and what it entails for the average patient and to what we can expect or not expect. So could you address that?
Yeah, it's a big topic, but essentially, it's going, in a nutshell, it's going to make the healthcare system totally unworkable. And it's not really designed to improve the healthcare system. It's simply, essentially designed to do two things. It's another taxing mechanism for revenues for the central banks, because as people probably know by now, it's going to be run by the IRS, which is a private concern which collects tax money from the American people for the Federal Reserve, which is also a private bank. So, you know, that should make people sit up and pay attention, because the question is, why are we being taxed by a private central bank for our health care? Because they're going to manage it. But number two, I don't think we have to worry about it yet, because their computers are in such bad shape that I understand very few people have been able to register for this monstrosity. And that is that all of your data now will be able to be collected in one place. For example, since the IRS is involved in it, that means all of your banking data, every time you use your credit card or your debit card, all of your licenses, your driver's licenses, and your health care will all be in one place. And for the babies that have been born since the time that George Bush was in office, they will also have a DNA database on everyone as well. Because as people probably know by now, since the Bush administration, they've been collecting DNA on all newborns. So you will not have any more privacy. So it will be a total destruction of your privacy rights. So the Fourth Amendment is bye-bye. The other issue is, of course, is that they say that 40 million more people are going to have access to health care, but they've made no provisions for increasing the number of physicians. As a matter of fact, many physicians are saying that they're going to be getting out of health care over the next 5 to 10 years, because they see that they will not be able to make a living. As a matter of fact, many doctors right now are living on their savings, having to use their savings to run their practices, because already with the HMOs they aren't getting reimbursed at the level that would allow them to be profitable. But they have not increased the doctors. They will not increase the number of doctors, but they are increasing the number of IRS agents who will be going after people to pay for this, or to pay the fine if you don't get it. So it's another method for reducing your freedom, for allowing the government and corporations to have all of your data. And it doesn't address any of the fundamental and underlying problems, structural problems in the healthcare system.
And it's amazing, at this period of time, with all of the sicknesses and the illnesses that people have that are deliberately imposed upon them via food and toxins in the air and toxins in the water and vaccines and all kinds of other things, that people feel very desperate to have health care insurance, because they think they're equating health care insurance with health care.
Well, remember, this is disease care insurance. And the fact of the matter is, if we had a different if we actually had a health care system instead of a disease care system, people probably wouldn't need insurance, because the cost of health care would not be expensive. The cost of educating physicians would not be expensive. The cost of running a practice, all the overheads wouldn't be expensive. The cost of insurance, malpractice insurance, and all of that other thing, if we had a health care system, but we don't. And so the disease care system, you know, started out under the auspices of the Rockefellers. And the one thing that the Rockefellers, the two things that people have to understand. Number one, they always believe in monopolies. So essentially the allopathic system is a monopoly. And whenever you have monopoly, you have price fixing, because you don't have a choice to go elsewhere. So that means every other kind of health care practice has practically been phased out. And under this new system, it's not going to be paid for either. For example, now if you have, you may have a nutritionist, or you may have a homeopath, or you may have osteopath, or some other kind of medical care, that those things are going to be phased out. Only the Rockefeller medical industrial kinds of things are going to be paid for.
Wow. So they're going to be phased out, not just marginalized as they have been.
They're not going to be paid for, and they probably will become illegal also, because everything is going to have to be government sanctioned.
Wow.
You know, one of the things they're trying to do in England, in Europe, they've used homeopathy for...
Dr. Banks, we do have to go to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back, and we'll pick up with what's going on in Britain then. Be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblock has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblock and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblock is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Our guest today is Dr. Nancy T. Banks. She is the author of AIDS, Opium, Diamonds, and Empire, The Deadly Virus of International Greed. Her website is nancybanksmd.com. All right, you were going to talk about the healthcare system in Britain.
Yeah, just before, I wanted to make one other point, because we were talking about the development of the allopathic healthcare disease care system in the United States and how it came out of the Rockefeller Foundation funding. And the two things that they have always promoted, one is monopoly and the other is population reduction. And so that addresses the issues that you were raising about all of the things that are harming people's health. Because on the one hand, these people are, remember, they were oil people out of which the pharmaceutical industry arose. And the agricultural products, which are toxic to the environment. So all of those come out of the chemical and the oil industry. So on the one hand, they're controlling the disease care industry, but on the other hand, they're creating diseases so that they always have customers. But their stated goal, and they have said this for years and years and years, is to reduce the population. So what we're seeing now is all of the things that they have planned, they have been planning for a long time, coming to fruition. Now, as people know, England for many years has had a national health care service, which seems to be in pretty bad shape right now, like many things in Europe, because Europe also is in a financial crisis, as I'm sure your listeners are well aware. In many of the countries, they're having many problems, and so their social safety nets are breaking down. One of the things that they have used in many European countries, because Hahnemann was a German physician, and he began the use of homeopathy. And homeopathy basically means like cures like. They take something that is a particular compound and they put it in water, but they dilute it so many times there essentially is no molecule of that substance left. And those are the substances that they then give to people. And they have been finding that these substances, in fact, do have healing abilities. Now, they want the doctors, the national healthcare system has been paying for homeopathy as an alternative to allopathic medicine, and now in Britain, the National Health Service wants to stop paying for this particular brand of healthcare also. So what we're seeing is that everywhere there is this sort of this war against more natural and gentle healing methods.
Right. What an awful thing. And right now, of course, if you go to a doctor outside of the allopathic industry, you have to pay for it yourself. The insurance usually does not cover a lot of these doctors.
Well, this is how I feel. I feel that if we didn't, this business with people anticipating that insurance should pay for all of their health care is a bad idea, I think, anyway. And the reason it's helpful for people is because the costs are so high. But the reason the costs are so high is because essentially we have monopoly. The monopoly isn't working because I'm sure you've seen the recent studies that, and these are the low numbers. Between 200,000 and 400,000 people are thought to be killed every year in hospitals. We're not even talking about people outside, and we're only talking about numbers in the United States. So Gary Knoll has put that number as high as over 700,000. So the moderate numbers are between 200,000 and 400,000. The high numbers are 700,000. Well, you know, every decade, that's several million people are dying at the hands of the healthcare system. And as I think that is totally unacceptable, but people have come to accept it, and they don't even blink an eye at it. So that's part of why the healthcare system is so expensive, because the drugs are expensive, and it's also killing people. But as a result of harming people, the cost of practicing medicine is skyrockets, because the doctor is the one who, or the hospitals, essentially get blamed for working in this system. And the pharmaceutical companies have written, because they're so powerful and they have so much money, they basically have written laws with Congress that hold them harmless for the harm that they create, especially regarding vaccines.
Oh, exactly. And there's so many people that have been incarcerated and accused and incarcerated of killing their babies, when in fact it's a cause and effect. I mean, if a baby gets sick within a few hours of having a vaccination, then people should assume that it was the vaccine that caused it and not something that the parent did. This is just awful.
Well, but parents are unfortunately brainwashed, like many of us, because the easiest way to control people is to control how they think. And even though, for example, when I started my going to medical school, which was a little over 30 years ago, the rate of autism was 1 in 10,000. And so now I'm told that it's 1 in 50. That's outrageous. And those numbers are available. It's not like you can't, you know, if you have a question about vaccinating your child, it's not that you cannot find a lot of this information on the internet. But the issue is people are not even questioning it. And so they are offering their babies up as sacrificial lambs to the vaccine gods. And so at what point do people become unbrainwashed enough? I mean, how many children have to be harmed before people are aware that there's a problem? You know, there's really some sort of disconnect in our culture.
Oh, for sure. I have a friend that said that she would not feel like she was a good mother if she did not get her children flu shots. And she has three children, and presumably they have all had their vaccine since birth. And I tried to explain to her that she should be looking into this, that she shouldn't just automatically assume that the doctor is doing her and her children a great beneficial service. And yet people just don't, they do not want to believe that somebody would do something that is harmful. Because
they don't want to believe it until their child is harmed, and then they're angry. But at this point, the point that I'm making is that, you know, people are always talking about personal responsibility, but this is a big issue. When the numbers are so high, you know, the point that I was trying to make 30 years ago, the numbers weren't so big. So that when people, even though people were still talking about the damage of mercury and of all of these other adjuvants that they put in the vaccines and also the vaccines themselves, it wasn't so obvious. It is very obvious now. And there is so much information that is available now for people not to still be living in this profound ignorance is no longer excusable. It just isn't. And the problem is also that you're being kind to try to talk to these people. You're wasting your time. I think the important thing is to talk to the people who are ready to hear you, because there are people who are ready to hear and to listen and to work with those and to move on from the rest.
Oh, I agree with you. I really do. All righty, we are going to a 3-minute break. We will be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Nancy G. Banks. She is the author of AIDS, Opium, Diamonds, and Empire, the Deadly Virus of International Greed. Her website is nancybanksmd.com. Be sure and go there, look at the videos that she has, look at the articles and everything else. And if you don't have her book, I highly recommend that you purchase it. It's wonderful, very comprehensive. She gives a wonderful background of the allopathic industry and just talks about all kinds of very, very relevant things, puts all the pieces together. Great book. Okay, so we live in an obedience-trained country where people look to others to take care of them or to make decisions for them, and it's very unfortunate, but you're right, people need to take personal responsibility.
One of the ways that the obedience has been perpetrated is that people right now have been kept so busy, and I don't object to women having access to careers and whatever they want, but in all cultures at all times, women have been they are the ones who keep the culture intact, who transmit the information of the culture to their young ones. They make an example for how behavior is to be expressed in the culture. They often express the history of the culture through the food. And a lot of that, because many women, not all who want to be, but in today's world, because of the economy, many of them have to work outside of the home, and so they're not raising children, which means that they don't have time to do all of those quiet things that allow a household to function optimally if they have the time to think and to be able to raise their children in a way that they want. So the children are essentially being raised in daycare centers or by themselves. And the point that, and so what does, so what happens? So what happens is that we become a fast food culture. And so the concept of eating healthy food also is the concept that's being broken down. And so one of the things that is happening inside of the American society, all of those things that keep families and cultures together because of these economic issues are breaking the families down, are breaking the health down. So it's a concerted effort on all fronts. But also, it doesn't leave women time enough to really think and to contemplate. And I think that that's the one of the big issues, that nobody has time to think about anything anymore. And so people get their information through, unfortunately, they get their information through the media. And as Marshall McLuhan said many years ago, the medium is the message. And unfortunately, they don't take it beyond that. Now, at this point in history, most Americans should realize how much we've been lied to, but unfortunately, most people still are in their cocoon and in their busyness are not having time to really think or to contemplate. And that's part of the, that's part of the process of breaking down the society that we've been watching, this sort of slow moving train wreck for the last 50 years.
Certainly. And of course, as you bring out, the family unit is the primary unit of society. And if that's broken up, where everybody is so busy that they only interact just briefly, perhaps not briefly at all during the day. I mean, some people don't even sit down for dinner anymore. I think a lot of people don't sit down for dinner anymore. They don't talk with their children. It's taking them here, taking them there, taking them to soccer practice, taking them to band practice. And so everybody's busy, not just the mother being out of the home in an occupation. So it's
One of the things I found the days that my husband and I were both off with the kids, we would sit down. We always had dinner together as a family, and as busy as I was, I would find a way to cook something. One of the things I discovered, you know, people say their kids don't talk to them. If you have dinner with your kids at the table every night, they talk to you. As a matter of fact, they're so relaxed, they tell you everything.
Exactly. So
it's a perfect, and the point that I'm making is once that structure is broken down, you also now have alienation between the children and the parents. And so it's so easy to manipulate people in that kind of a structure, and basically we are really being manipulated. I'd like to also talk about how that is done on a little maybe metaphysical, because I've been thinking about one of the ways that the elite, what we call the elite, have been able to manage the world is that they work in three dimensions and time dimensions, and most of us are in two. And what do I mean by that? I mean, most of us are in the past and in the present, and we don't spend a lot of time thinking about how we want to structure the future, not only in our personal lives, but for the society as a whole. We think that we elect politicians and we leave that up to them. Bad. Bad idea.
Oh, absolutely.
But what happens is that and this is the three things that were put into place when the Federal Reserve. First, one was the banking system, one was the income tax system, and the third one were these foundations. Now, what are the real purpose of the foundations. There were hearings in Capitol Hill in the 50s, which were abruptly cut short, which basically showed that the reason those foundations were put into place was to basically change the structure of American society, which we've seen happen. And the foundations write position papers. They have meetings, and they also have magazines, which they publish. Now, when ordinary people like you or me begin to talk about the future projections that they have for us, they call us conspiracy theorists. However, if you take the time to read their position papers or their magazines, you will see that they are always projecting plans into the future, how they want to have something done. For example, you know, Wesley Clark has gone quiet, but he came out after 9/11 and talked about how there were plans to invade, I think, 7 Middle Eastern countries. So that was already in the works before 9/11. So these people have plans into the future. And and those of us who try to expose their plans are having a difficult time, partly because most of the people that we talk to and most of the people, the way they live their lives in these two time dimensions and have a real hard time projecting into the future. And even if you tell them that if you follow this path, if you continue to follow this path, this is going to be the consequence of that path, they have a hard time even understanding those consequences. It almost seems like you're talking an alien language when you speak to people in that way.
Well, I think that ordinary people just can't relate to people who sit around making these devious plans that to the detriment of the entire population. And I think they just do not think in those terms at all, and probably are not even aware of the magnitude of the plans of these foundations. That, I mean, they plan wars, they plan all kinds of things, and then they create the circumstances in which they can wage war, such as 9/11, as you brought up.
So it's not just war. For example, one of the things that's happening, I'm originally from Western Ohio near Eastern Pennsylvania, and one of the things that's happening in that area, West Virginia, all those areas, is something called fracking. They inject these toxins into the ground in order to get the gas back. It's what it's doing. It's poisoning people's water and their wells, which means that they can't drink their water, and they can't put that water on. They can't even have a garden, because now you don't even have water to put on your garden. And water, in fact, without water, you don't have life. Now, those plans were in effect for a long time, and they quietly probably went around to all these local governments, and they, you know, got these rights to drill. And they're drilling, and they side-slant drill, which means that they can drill on people's lands without their permission. So your private property rights essentially have been, that's another right that has been abandoned with the result of this fracking. So they're allowed to destroy your water table, and they're allowed to use your property for their profit.
All righty, we will come back to fracking when we come back from the break in about 3 minutes.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Opium, Diamonds, and Empire, The Deadly Virus of International Greed. Her website is nancybanksmd.com. And you were talking about fracking and that in using the side drill technique, that actually negates personal property rights of the people, and the people don't even know that they're being violated like this.
I was just using fracking as an example of how how situations are planned with in conjunction with the government and private industry. Essentially, the process of democracy has been totally undermined, and communities often don't know what's going on until it's already a done deal. And many times it's as a result of their local politicians. And I'm sure most people don't attend their local political meetings, you know, when the mayor and the board of trustees or whoever meets with your local community. Most people, I doubt, are attending those meetings. But a lot of things happen locally and at the state level. And just like nationally, the corporations have also found ways to fund those politicians. And that certainly is true for the vaccine issue, getting politicians to support vaccines. But
or the fluoride issue.
Or the fluoride, or the fluoride issue. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But what I would like to begin to, you know, I've been thinking about this a great deal, and a lot of time is spent because there are many people who have spent a lot of time now exposing these things, and you certainly have been one of the people in the vanguard of doing that. But one of the things that I want to do, and I began to think about what we need to do, because there are many things that are falling apart, I think we need to begin to ask ourselves what, you know, to do future projections. For the people who have been in the vanguard exposing these past offenses, we need to make our own future projections. We need to make what we want come to fruition in the future. Now, and this is a big deal because it requires patience, because remember, these people have intergenerational patience, because they might make a plan 100 years and expect that plan to come into fruition 100 years later. So sometimes we want to see results immediately. And when you're trying to get populations to move, you don't get is results immediately. And one of the things that we've seen that used as a technique is to do incremental things. For example, with healthcare, you know, at first it was mostly the allopathic system, and then it was the pharmaceuticals, and then it was the insurance came in, because remember, healthcare at one point was cheap enough that people didn't need insurance. And then the insurance came in, and the cost skyrocketed, and then the HMOs came in, and that was supposed to save us, and that basically made healthcare, the cost, go up even higher. And so they do things in an incremental way. And so if we're going to change things, we probably aren't going to change things overnight. But, for example, for me, I've been doing a lot of research recently, and one of the reasons I think that so many of our paradigms in medicine don't work is because there's no real theory in biology. And the one theory that they had, the genetic determination theory, basically fell apart in 2000. And so genetic determinism is not able to really give us any kind of predictability in terms of our health, or to give us any long-term benefits. And the reason is because the cells don't work the way they anticipated that they were going to work. One of the things we've overlooked is water. The cell, 99% of the molecules in a cell are water, and at least 70% by weight. But water is just not in the cell the way that the biology now teaches. It's not a solvent where the molecules are just sort of dissolved in this amorphous water. Water inside of the cell is very structured. And as a result of this structure, it's involved in every chemical reaction in the cell. It's involved in keeping the structure of the cell. It's involved in the biochemical reactions, but it's involved on another level in the electromagnetic reactions, and the electromagnetic feeds into the quantum. And so once we understand how water is working in the cell and how the molecules relate to water, and how water allows what we call redox reactions or energy reactions to occur, we can then begin to understand how many of the natural therapies that people have been using to heal themselves begin to work, because we can understand then the process. And what the genetic determinists have done is they have identified all of these proteins and these enzymes. It's endless, and it leads you to a dead end, because life is not about a series of things. Life is a process, and this is one of the things that they've been trying to hide from scientists for years, and they've been trying to suppress this research, but the research is bursting out like a flower. And there's a researcher in California, his name is Gerald Pollack. He's written several good books on structured water. And there's another researcher by the name of Gilbert Ling who has totally revolutionized how we look at the cell. So one of the things that I think is really exciting is that there, as much as they try to suppress information, that there are still scientists who are doing some good research. And if we can gleam onto this research and begin to understand it, we can begin to project into the future the kind of healthcare system we want, and we can begin to understand why certain things work and why other things don't.
Exactly. And you mentioned magnetic and water in the cells and how it works. I believe that we live in an electric universe. And so, and we being part of that, we need to be, to work with nature and not against, with all the chemicals and all the other things. And a lot of the natural remedies that people used, they didn't really need to know, or the information wasn't available as to why something worked. And it just did, because they had learned it from their parents and their grandparents and great-grandparents. And I'm not sure where I'm going with this, but I do want you to know that the minute you said water, I picked up my water bottle and drank a big slug of it.
So the research around water and the importance of water is going to be more important. You know, people have spent the last century looking at genes. But genes cannot do, and there is no process that can happen in the cell without this water. And it's not just water, as I said, it's structured water. It's water because, you know, water is a dipole molecule. That means it has a plus side and a minus side. And it's able to structure, when it gets next to a surface, it's able to structure itself in such a way that it can create an electromagnetic field. The electromagnetic field has to do with what we call these reactive oxygen species and oxygen reduction. Oxygen is the most electronegative molecule. And so today, many people think that these reactive oxygen species just cause damage, but it's these reactive oxygen species that actually create a level of energy in the cell that allows the structure to maintain itself. It also creates this electromagnetic oscillation, which gives the cell and the organ and the individual a sense of space-time. So water, I believe, we're going to find, creates the idea of space-time, and it creates also, for example, many women.
Whoops. All right. We need to pick this up on the other side of the break. We're at our top of the hour break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour, so we'll have to remember what you were saying.